Lake Effect Now, I'm Audrey Nowakowski. There's an old Hollywood proverb that goes, if you want to make God laugh, tell him about your plans. Perhaps the most stressful plan any couple can make is a wedding. But there aren't many laughs at the wedding chapel these days, as coronavirus guidelines have led many couples to postpone or cancel in-person gatherings. But the end of this pandemic isn't necessarily in sight. So for those couples just itching to exchange rings, they'll have the chance to do so in style with a new initiative called Petite Weddings this July. Monica Orr of Moore Events and Sally Vanderweist of Milwaukee Flower Company have partnered to organize petite weddings, and they spoke with Lake Effect's Julian Haida.
Monica, Sally, thanks so much for joining us on Lake Effect.
Thanks for having us. Thank you. We're excited to be here.
Monica, can you tell me a little bit about petite weddings and what you're planning in July here in Milwaukee?
So Sally and I and our teams have collaborated to put together basically a weekend that couples can choose to get married as an alternative to going to the courthouse or something like that. At this point, we are sharing cost, so it makes it a little bit more affordable, creating a very high-touch luxury experience that up to 9 couples could participate in July. Sally and I also put together the infrastructure for this to have longevity past this point of what's going on. We're providing this as an option, yet we definitely see a shift coming to smaller weddings in the future.
I don't know if this was on your mind, but I think of like mass weddings of old, you know, Protestant evangelical revivals. Like, how does that look? I can't imagine there being rows of couples standing side by side with a preacher declaring them married. How do you envision this looking?
You're making us laugh right now. So what we're doing is we're creating Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There are 3 different separate times that the couple, and at this point we're only going to have up to 10 guests to be very mindful of social distancing and things like that. And they get to come in and they have 2 hours, and we have kind of a floral luxury backdrop. We have beautifully set table. We have a photographer. We are live streaming it. We have a celebratory cake and sparkling wine for the couple. And then they could choose to go take their celebration elsewhere after that. It was kind of like the way they used to do it, I guess. You know, historically, I know my parents were married at a church and then went to their parents' basement and had cake and champagne, and they called it a day. I'm a history buff, so I kind of like to, you know, go look back and see that this could be reinvented in today's of what's going on in today's, you know, climate.
Yeah, not only is it romantic that it's historical, but it's also fitting for what we have going on here with the pandemic. And it also, I think, well, Monica and I have been talking about this for over a year. Mm-hmm. So this wasn't pandemic induced. This right. was an idea that we had talked about, you know, creating, having a luxury event where couples can get married in 2 hours and without the fuss, really.
Right.
Monica and I specialize of both of our businesses in the details mm-hmm. and luxury weddings. And so we really understand what it takes to make an event really elevated. But we think that a lot of young couples maybe don't, they want a beautiful event, but they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal with all the details.
Right.
Yeah. Sally, I'm in the middle of planning a wedding myself. And every time my fiance and I make a decision, whether it be about the food or, it, you know, in your case, your specialty flowers, you know, you're going to buy all these flowers. Say you take them to a church, they're going to be out for an hour and then they go in the garbage or they go home or something like that. So this is a neat way of giving people that kind of beauty that normally is cost prohibitive and only you really get to enjoy for a short time.
Exactly. So these packages start at $3,900, and there's a $14,000 value.
A regular old wedding can be 2 or 3 times that.
Yes, absolutely. And I wanted to say something about the flowers at the
yes.
after.
and
you should say this. So flowers, you don't have to throw them out.
Yep.
So specifically my business, Milwaukee Flower Company, we compost all extra blooms. And Compost Crusader picks it up and turns it into compost that we buy back for our farm in the spring.
And we also work with, Hope Blooms.
Mm-hmm. She's a wedding photographer who's actually picked up, and now she comes back at the end of the night and she's cleaning up flowers, and she'll donate them to different organizations or take them to hospice care. There's mm-hmm. also Petals for Patients. They'll come and clean up flowers. You can edit this down, but
we're very green.
Yeah. So I think that's the thing too. It is really eco-friendly to have a petite wedding.
Yeah. I mean, green weddings are a whole other conversation we can have. Maybe we should have. But right now, I mean, I'm just wondering how to do this thing during a pandemic. So you're giving me a lot of inspiration. I was wondering if, you know, maybe those dates don't work. You said there's alternatives or a possibility that you're going to do this again. But how about for people who might want to be doing something on their own? What kind of tips would you have for organizing a smaller wedding given the restrictions of the pandemic and pivoting if that wasn't the original plan?
Yeah, some tips is use your original vendors. If you've already booked, let's say you've already booked a planner, a florist, a mm-hmm. Photographer, reach out to them, see when they're available. And, you know, get the gang together.
Well, and also some of my couples that have postponed, they are choosing to have just a very small celebration with just their immediate family and a few close friends. And then they are going to have their full celebration next year at some point when things feel safer to do so. So petite weddings in that way also is a really lovely option. But yeah, you definitely can use your current vendors. I think all of us really want to help you. I know photographers mm-hmm. have shown up at the courthouse mm-hmm. for their clients. Sally, I know you guys have created.
We've done, yeah, many weddings already this spring yeah. where it's just a bouquet, a boutonniere, and one centerpiece.
Yeah, simplify it as much as you can right now.
And often those are taking place in people's homes. Mm-hmm. So what petite weddings offer is kind of a plug and play, you know, turnkey celebration. It's say you didn't want to, you still want to have your big party later in 2021, mm-hmm. then we have petite weddings ready to go where you can just, you know, plug in and then use all your vendors later down the line.
When someone who's planning a wedding reaches out to a vendor and say they do love their vendor, how do you recommend they broach that conversation? Say they want to scale down what they had. You know, they're not going to have 200 people like I was planning at my wedding, but maybe 50. That's less food. That's less money. And it's an awkward position to be in, especially if you've paid deposits. So how do you broach that subject?
It's really important, I think, to have a planner because I'm doing all of that negotiating on behalf of my client. This is a stressful time. I also know that most of us in this industry, and that includes venues all the way through all of our vendors, we want to work with you as best as we can. And they're making modifications based on that. You know, I have 7 couples that were supposed to get married this year that are getting married next year. And I'm just transferring it over. Normally I have a postponement fee. I'm just choosing not to enact it this time just because of how emotionally challenging this is in such a unique time. So I have found most everyone is willing to work with us. And we also have the guidelines of, you know, they're saying right now up to 50 people, but in spaces it's kind of 10 or less. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we pay attention to what's going on with public health, our local government, state government, and we reference that. That's really important.
Now, you mentioned the large weddings here in the Midwest. We love big weddings. Now, neither of you are medical doctors, as far as I know, or at least public health experts. But as industry experts, how long do you think it will take before consumers, the kind of customers that you work with, start feeling more comfortable having more people and organizing the kind of weddings that we historically saw in the recent past? And how will creativity abound to make that happen in the meantime?
That answer is different for everyone. I know for Sally and her team and my team, until there's a vaccine, I think we're going to see a lot of shifts. I know that having direct conversations with my clients has been the best and most beneficial to them. We put together plan A, plan B, plan C at this point. And that's where, again, you know, having a planner put that into place, mm-hmm. Working with all the vendor team. So we know, for example, if someone postpones their wedding from May and they postponed it to November, and which I would not recommend. I'm recommending next year, summer or later.
I think it's going to be a couple of years, in all honesty. I just do.
I'll take the long view there. And I think that's probably just because, I think some people may start to have, 100 person events next year.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to scare anyone, right? So like we don't have a crystal ball.
Right.
We don't know what the future holds, but I think end result, I think we just, when there's a vaccine and when older people that are important in couples' lives can attend, we'll have big weddings again.
Well, thank you both for joining us, and I really appreciate your insights, tips on how to plan a wedding, and the initiative that you've taken up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Monica Orr is the owner of More Events, and Sally Vanderweiss is the owner of Milwaukee Flower Company. They've both partnered to do petite weddings with a first run in July. They spoke with Lake Effect's Julian Haida.